My people, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Next Level Living. I'm your host, Jeremy Anderson, here with my kinfolk, our co-host, Mike, Crystal, my amazing, anointed, beautiful cousin, and my boy, Big Mikey, as my kids would say, Uncle Mikey. What's up, my brother? What's up, cuz? How y'all feeling?
Good. And Mike, you still over there dancing too, huh? You listening to it in like, your head?
I'm on another level.
Okay, you know, on another level, huh?
I can't be shook. I'm grounded. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's you wrestling the devil, huh?
Ooh, Mikey no longer deters me. I'm focused. You understand?
I love it. I'm focused. Proud of you, bro. And let me tell you something. You don't even know mm-hmm. how many supporters that's like, yes, Mike, let's go. This is the Mike. We always knew you had it inside you. I'm excited for you, bro. You about to be dangerous.
Speaking of inside me, y'all used the bidet for the first time. Okay, never mind. You know what? I just this is wild. Like, I felt like I should confess. Like, I know this is awkward for y'all, but just think about me, y'all. I didn't have a great way to present it. Like, this is like beyond me, y'all. Like, this is like next level. Like, wow.
So for everybody that don't know, and Tracy told me what it was, it's weird because it looked like a toilet had a baby with a water fountain, right?
It's like seriously.
The merger. Yeah, and I asked Tracy, I said, what's this? She said, it's a bidet. I said, what that mean? She was like, after you use the bathroom, you sit on this and it rinses your booty. I said, oh, that's nasty. She was actually,
it's for your booty. Like,
right. So we in Vegas. Jackson comes in my room and said, Daddy, what's this? Is that Jackson pee-pee? I said, yeah, but that's what Jackson can pee-pee. My man, the whole weekend was just letting it run. That boy was out of there, like my picture. I don't know. I don't understand. I promise you, I got the strongest Wi-Fi, too. We're going to figure it out. I am not happy about this, though.
Hey. The way JV transitioning be killing me, bro. But the crazy thing is that this bathroom is so fancy, bro. Like, it don't even show that the bidet is supposed to be there. What happened is that I was sitting down and the seat was like warmed. It was like, it said warming. And so I sat down. I was just like, you know, warm seats is like a no-no. That means somebody done went before you, right?
Cold.
I like a cold seat. Just let me know, like, yo, it's just me. It's just me and God here. You know what I'm saying? Like, but bro, this type of warmth that I felt on here was like intentional. Yeah. It's just like, oh, this is fancy. Like, this is like a seat heater. Like, it was different. So I sat there. I was like, man, I may sleep here tonight. But then I looked in a corner and I saw this remote that I couldn't take off the wall. And I was like, what's that for? And it just kept showing like an emblem. Y'all know the handicap sign? Like the people? It kept showing a person sitting down and like arrows shooting up. And I was like, whoa, what's going? Why is it going that direction? Why is it that body part? What instruction manual is this, y'all? Like, I was blown. Right. But the longer I sat there, because the warmth had me comfortable, the longer I sat there, I was just like, It had levels of intensity. I was just like, well, I will never try five, but there's a one there. Maybe the one has a gentle setting that could ease me into. I was like, first of all, I saw the five and I was like, who in the world is doing this? Who in the world is doing five? Like,
it's a power wash, man. It's a power wash.
That is missile territory. Like, there is no way nobody should be sitting down ordering a five on aggressiveness on a bidet. Absolutely not. Anyway, let me tell y'all something, bro. I pushed play on it and didn't know how to stop it. This is how it started. The reason why I was trying to stop it is because when I pushed it, I saw that it was on level 3. And I was like, whoa, that is not what I asked for. I needed the gentler setting, but I didn't know how to adjust it. Jay, out of nowhere.
How many times have you used it, Mike? Be honest.
Huh?
How many times have you used the bidet?
Jay, I did it one time and I recorded it as soon as I did because I felt guilty. I felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. And I couldn't stop because I was afraid that if I stood up, I didn't know where the bidet would go, you know, and I did not want I just did not want that strong of a stream shooting at me from nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because I hadn't flushed.
That's even more nasty. So you didn't realize the bidet etiquette. You're supposed to wipe and flush.
I know the etiquette.
It's okay. So to everybody, so maybe this we could take this clip. And we can put this clip specifically on YouTube under the title of "How Do You Use a Bidet?" You know what I'm saying?
I think we should never do that. Absolutely. I think that should never happen.
My hotel room had it right next to the toilet. And that was just Jackson's little pee-pee center for the whole week that we was there. But anyway, man, that's what we're talking about today.
This heavenly, man. I got a different perspective.
Yeah. Huh?
It's actually pretty magical. I don't know. Y'all got a different perspective, but when you feel that clean, magical, you're like, yeah, I can take on the world. Like, it's pretty dope.
I mean, so I've always been one that's a fan of the disposable wipes. So let me just be clear. I feel like the paper towels or the tissue is barbaric. So I just feel like the bidet is next level. I didn't have the mental bandwidth to begin to explore. And I'm just not for the exploring. But anyway, we are going to explore and discuss today, and shout out to everybody that rocked with us over these last 10 minutes as Mike painted us a very vivid picture of his booty waterfall situation.
Wait a second, bro. This is gonna get me kicked out the hood. I gotta call my boys before this episode, though.
My man called that the behind sprinkler system, bro. I cannot believe, and you went to Instagram with it.
Let me tell you what DeJuan said. DeJuan said, delete this. Delete all of this.
And don't let Nick find. You know, Nick all about protecting the brand. I'm going to tell, too.
I was not.
On another note, on today's
brand,
episode
bro.
Of the Next yeah. Level Living Podcast.
Bro, this is next level cleaning, bro. Like, people be serious. Matter of fact, I had my and they was just like, you know what? While we're here, we need to be getting our prostate checked. It's not too late. And I was just like, oh, y'all about to try to turn this into something serious for real. Okay.
Cool.
So
now I'm all about the health. Definitely all about that for sure. Man, I want to revisit a topic that we talked about probably a week or two ago. You know, we talked about the pruning process. I know what some of y'all smart Alex are probably thinking. We probably should have pruned the beginning of this conversation, but y'all know we like to be fun and be silly with it a little bit. I do want to kind of pick back up on the pruning process. Huh?
No. We with you.
Eating prunes is how he got there on the beginning part of this conversation.
It was pruning us toward this moment.
Prunes got us. So look, man, we talked a few weeks ago about, I kind of opened up sharing how I feel like I'm going through a pruning process, and how I feel like, I have been, in a weird place where God is like removing people. Some of them, they removing themselves because of their own brokenness, values, things might not be aligned. The alignment might not be there. Maybe they might have some heart issues or some other challenges and things that they're going through. And I was just kind of expressing to everybody, like, how painful the pruning process can be. And I believe it's in the book of John, chapter 15, the word of God says that God is the husbandman or the gardener. And Jesus said, I am the true vine. And the gardener, God the Father, prunes every branch attached to me that does not bear fruit. But the branches that do bear fruit, he prunes so that it can be even more fruitful. So I thought that was interesting. Like the word of God says that that God the Father is like the, he's the gardener. He's the one that's tending over it. Jesus is the vine, and he cuts off the branches that's not bearing fruit, right? But then those branches, here's the crazy thing. Those branches that do bear fruit, he prunes so that they can become even more fruitful. And whenever I read that, I always feel like, you know, y'all know what our slogan is, right? Always grateful, but never settle. And so, man, I feel like that's how it is even with God. Like, that thing is biblical. It's just like, okay, you're bearing fruit. You're connected to the vine, Jesus. You're bearing fruit. This branch is bearing fruit. But I'm going to prune this branch so that it can be even more fruitful. And so I thought that was so deep, because even God is looking at us like, Mike, I see you, my boy, but there is even more you can produce. Chris, I see you, super proud of you, but there's even more that you're going to be able to bear. Jeremy, you feel like you're doing a little something, something, but as I begin to prune and replace and make some adjustments, you're going to bear even more fruit. So we talked about that. And I kind of want to kind of pick this up and revisit it. And I was kind of speaking from a place of like how painful the pruning process can be, right? Like I would imagine that the branch is complaining. I would imagine that the branch is like, bro, why are you pruning me? Like, why are you cutting me? Like, why are you removing stuff to me? Look at me, I'm bearing fruit, not realizing. The branch, it ain't the branch's responsibility. The branch don't realize, like, bro, you're not the gardener. You don't even understand what it takes to produce this type of fruit. And so in case everybody's saying, okay, Jeremy, what's the pruning process? For instance, in case you missed the previous episode from like 2-3 weeks ago, let me just break it down. The pruning process is when you look at a branch and vines and branches, the pruning process is when you remove thorns or other things that are growing from that branch that's not producing fruit. So you can literally have a long branch that can be 4 feet long and it can have a few pieces of fruit on it, but you have some other thorns or some other leaves or some other things that is also absorbing the nutrients. So all of the water, all of the fertilization, everything that is getting from the soil is also going to that. So it's like, yo, let me take off some of these other things so that all that energy, all of that power, all of those resources goes to bearing fruit. So in instance, God is like, okay, Jeremy, I see what you're doing. I'm going to have to prune some things. So I want you to shut down your trucking company. I want you to stop doing so many different things. I want you to stop doing this conference right here and just focus on these three things so you can bear even more fruit. Okay, Jeremy, there are a lot of people that's working within your company, your organization, but there are some of them that could be draining and could be taking things from you. And if they're actually adding more stress on top of you, because you have to stay on top of them and make sure they do this and make sure they do that and do quality control. So let me remove them from the equation so that your energy can go to things that are bearing fruit. And so I know you've had a few weeks, Chris and Mike, to think about this, but I kind of want to know what your thoughts are in regards to the pruning process. And maybe it's something personally that you're going through. Maybe it's been smooth. Maybe it's been painful. Or I kind of want to revisit that. And are there some areas where you've identified, I need to probably prune this myself and step back and step away from it before God has to take it from me?
I think that there are some areas for sure where I feel like they need to be pruned, but I need the opposite. I definitely need God's help to go ahead and prune it, because sometimes when you have emotional attachments, to whatever it is that you're holding on to, it's harder for you to let go. It's possible. It's just harder for you to let go. And sometimes you need, you know, divine intervention to be like, look, I'm just going to remove this. I'm going to push you out of a situation, or I'm going to make the situation uncomfortable for you so that you don't have an option really to think you're going to hold on to this in a different way. I need you to let go. And so sometimes, like, yeah, I try to be optimistic about certain things transforming or changing in my life. But when God keeps showing me the same thing, just in a different form, it's like, all right, some things have to change and I want to hold on to it. But God is pushing me to the point where we talked about boundaries. I have to set new boundaries. And if they don't meet the requirements of whatever border has been drawn, they kind of have to just go. And I have to stand by that. Otherwise, I'm not doing myself justice by holding on to these things.
So, Chris, so I hear you loud and clear. The question I have for you is, are you really at peace? Like in your heart, do you really feel good with saying, you know what, God, come on and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Come on and take over. Come on and tap in and just do whatever pruning you got to. Because I feel you on y'all. I'm going to let him come in and do his thing. But man, we can be honest, y'all. That can be frustrating sometimes. Because God might come in and strip that whole sucker down. And we like, whoa, God, like, hold on. God, like, I ain't sign up for all of this. You know what I'm saying? And so I just think that's something that, you know, we should be, you know, we need to all be mindful of when we say, yo, God, come on in here and do your thing, because it can look very painful. Like if I can keep it all the way one thigh wide with y'all, imagine it like you got a 4 foot long branch, metaphorically speaking, right? And it has 3 apples on here, but it has all these beautiful green leaves. When you look at that branch, you're like, yo, that branch is popping. But what happens if I come through and I begin to clip all them little extra leaves and twigs off? Now that branch is looking bare. So that branch could probably be like, yo, God, come on, bro. Like, I'm looking bare. Now I'm looking a little vulnerable. Before I looked like I was kind of popping because I had a whole bunch of leaves and you could see 3 apples, but you weren't sure if it was some other apples behind the leaves. But now that the leaves are removed, I'm more so exposed. And God is like, bro, you focus on what other people are able to see, but I'm focused on what other people are able to eat. I want your life to bear more fruit. So I'm going to remove all these leaves that's taking all of these energy and resources so that you can bear even more fruit. You focus on the 3 apples, but you want people to wonder, maybe he got 6. I want them to fully see that you got 16 apples. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just saying, Chris, what you said makes so much sense. But for you and all of our listeners, we got to have that real faith and be at peace.
Yeah.
Was saying, hey, God, come on in here and do your thing. Because Chris, I told God, like, have your way. And he just came through and I was like, bruh, I didn't know you was going to do
it. I know you was going to come in like a wrecking ball.
That's what I'm afraid of, because I feel like right now, what I've just given God permission to do right now is have his way. I feel like even with my pain for purpose message, it hurts to stop the pain of giving up. It hurts to keep going, the pain of pushing through. Choose your pain wisely. I feel like right now I know that everything hurts. I'm trying to choose my pain wisely. I'm trying to give God permission to prune me right now, which I know is going to be uncomfortable. I know I'm not going to like every part of this process, but I'm trying to prioritize the end result more. But just like you said, like, there are points where I'm nervous and I'm just like, all right, God, I just told you it was okay to prune me. But now that I'm in the midst of this, like, sheesh, you ain't tell me it was going to feel like this. You ain't tell me I was going to be getting stressed like this. You didn't tell me that those parts that I struggle with the most are going to be the first steps. I thought that was going to be level 7. This is level 1 now. Like, right. I just wasn't prepared. I don't know if I'm prepared to give God all of that right now, knowing that he has the power and the opportunity to start pruning me where I'm most uncomfortable. And of course, that's probably what he's going to do. But in my mind, it's like, optimistically, I want to be like, God, whatever it is that you want to do with me, like, I'm yours. But of course, the fear still exists. I am absolutely afraid of God hitting me where it hurts too soon. Just like at the conference when Jay was talking and somebody told him he wanted to get baptized. And all of a sudden, I see my dad coming down like, yo, I know that it was possible, but I didn't know that you was going to come down this soon. I didn't know his life was going to be changed that soon. In the same respect with pruning, I feel like I can give God permission to do something. God is like, all right, let's get straight to it. I'm a heart doctor. Like, I'm not here to operate on your fingernails, dog. Like, I'm over here to talk about your heart. Like, of course it hurts. Like, I'm doing open heart surgery. Like, this is work I'm doing. Like, I'm not here clipping your fingernails. I'm not here doing something that you see a difference from, but don't really feel. I'm here opening, I'm opening you up right now. Like, I'm here dealing with what really, really matters. And so from my perspective is that I want to choose the pain that gets the best results. I want to get the pain of pushing through, of working through what it is that God has ultimately called me to do. But I can't sit here in front of act like I'm not terrified right. by it. But I know that that's my process.
You know what? I'm terrified a little bit, but I'm more terrified of staying in my own way. I'm more terrified of me thinking that I know what the best route is for me versus allowing God to do what God does. And so as long as I'm saying I'm going to try to control it as much as possible, you know, I'm not really ready, then that means
right.
I'm prolonging the pruning process. I'm prolonging my process of bearing fruit, more, you know, fruit for people to eat. Like I'm stopping myself from being what they need to be able to thrive and survive. So in a non-selfish manner, it's like I might not be ready, but I have to be ready because there's people waiting on me.
I like that. Yeah, me I too. Like that. I like that. It's people waiting on you to become who you supposed to be. Same thing with me. Same thing with Mike. Like we all have that next level within us and people are waiting for that next level. But God is like, in order for you to bear more fruit, I've got to prune you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's almost like the concept of releasing to receive. Everybody want to receive these awesome things. And God's like, I got you, but make room for it. So I'm going to remove some things so that you can receive. You know what I'm saying? What it is I have for you. And so, man, if I could just tell and encourage our listeners on this, man, just to close us out, if I could just share anything with y'all, man, like that's really where faith come in. I get it, bro. Jesus was like, God the Father is the husbandman, the gardener. Mm-hmm. It said, depending on which translation, like he the one that's going to take care of it. That's the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. Jesus is, he's a vine. He's like, yo, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you're going to bear much fruit. So there mm-hmm. are some people that's bearing Facts. Fruit, but his word also says, but God the Father, oh, he going to take you to the next level. Because when he sees yeah. that you are bearing fruit, he'll prune you so you can be even more fruitful. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking mm-hmm. of all the different times it was painful. And I was like, yo, God, I do not like this pruning process. From over years, but I'm realizing like, yo, it allows me to bear more fruit because I'm cutting off these little silly things, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm able to tap in and really maximize my day. Man, let me tell you something, Mike, bro. You know how we do with the push-ups, bro. By Friday morning, I'm trying to be done with my 1,000 push-ups and crunches for the week. Bro, I'm so calculated with my time. I don't care how I'm feeling. I'm up at 4 o'clock, the latest, if not beforehand. Bro, I told Chris the other day, I text Chris like, bro, don't surprise me. Because sometimes he might show up at 5:57. He might show up at 6:05 because we work out at 6. He might show up a little late. He might show up a little early. I'm like, bro, let me know so I can be prepared to receive you. He's like, bro, it ain't that deep. I'm like, I feel you, but I literally try to maximize every moment of my day. Because I'm like, bro, if you're not coming to 6:07, well, I got time to kick out 2 emails real quick. But right, if you're coming at 5:55, right. then I need to wrap some things up earlier to be prepared to receive my brothers so we can get our workout in together. Like I'm constantly pruning things myself. But for those of y'all that's listening and you like, well, I don't even know what to remove out of my life. Some of that's cap. Some of y'all know exactly what you need to remove from your life. Some of y'all are like, I'm just going to let God do his thing. There are some things, you know, what you need to remove. But some of y'all might be like, yo, I'm actually doing pretty smooth, but that's where that faith kicks in with the gardener, the husbandman. You got to trust that God going to come in and remove, and you got to be at peace with it. When peace like a river attendeth my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, God has called me to say, it is well with my soul. Mm-hmm. Like that's like an old church hymn, but like that's something that we really have to focus and think about. And we got to get to a place like, yo, God, whatever you're doing, it is well with my soul. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. I was going to say, and it's not just people, it's habits. It's, you know, the way we live on a daily basis, like those things, they need to just be refined. Because a lot of times we think, oh, pruning people, just taking people out of our lives, but nah, it's okay. Stop watching Netflix so much. Like spend more time on building your empire. Stop spending so much money and then saying you don't have money for stuff. Like get knowledge, start changing the way you actually move on a daily basis. And so that pruning process is you know, full spectrum. Yeah.
Yeah. It's different. It's that different. Was deep. So that was deep, y'all. I'm ready. What do you say, Mike?
I said that was deep. I appreciate y'all bringing that home. I just got questions for Jazz. I just want to know when you learned all those words, because I'm 36 years old today, and I've always stuttered on those, some of the parts of "As Well With My Soul." Like, I'm just super impressed with you, bro.
I started to sing it. When peace.
No. That wasn't God's will. It was the other part. I wanted to encourage you. No. This is next level speaking.
Just in case everybody else is emotionally confused in this moment.
Hey, Mike. I always thought I was an Aeolian back in the day.
This is why.
We talk about. Anyway, let me wrap this. Let me prove this episode.
Praise God.
This here. Let me say this here, man. I feel like the secret sauce to my life is letting God be the gardener. Because at the end of the day, ain't no branch made themselves. I don't really know what I'm doing with my life. I get up early in the morning so I can try my best to be in alignment with God, His spirit, His voice. I know if I'm in the flesh, how dodo and silly and goofy and frustrating, and you know what I'm saying, and my anger and my patience can be really short. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know who I can be. And so I'm constantly seeking the face of God. But a part of that is also like, yo, God, I trust you. So whoever you need to remove, whatever adjustments you got to make, whatever you tell me to stop doing, whatever pivots I need to make, I'm willing to do it, because you know what the future looks like. You know what my full potential is. You knew the plans you have for me before I was even conceived inside my mama's womb. So why would I not, who loves me, you know, unconditionally, and has all these amazing thoughts and plans for me, why would I not lean to you? That's why the word says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So if y'all really want to experience that next level of living, you got to get to a point where you say, you know what, gardener, you know what, husbandman, you know what, God the Father, you do what you got to do. Let me just make sure I stay connected to the true vine that gives me my source of strength, and I trust that you're going to prune me so I can bear even more fruit. And that, my friends, it's the secret to next level living. See y'all next week.